Pod People.
I'm sure you're all wondering why you're here, too.
Worsties, it's that time of year. Halloween is here. So today's show is about haunted towns all across the U.S. And get ready for a spooky story where, spoiler alert, everyone fucking dies. Yay, Halloween!
Satan?
Yes, Joanne?
What fresh hell is this?
This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this?
So I care a great deal about my hair care, and I would say that my hair care increased a lot more than the past year or two after I bleached my hair to make it pink and then decided immediately after that I wanted to go back to having black hair, which was a fun way of ruining my beautiful hair. And I have taken a lot of steps to making my hair better. And Kitsch has been a brand that I have loved, and I have started using their satin pillowcases. If you don't know, satin pillowcases are great for your hair because they prevent breakage. So I started using those pillowcases, and that has just been one part of my hair journey and making my hair healthier again. And they have so many things that they can offer you. So they have shampoo and conditioner bars, and they also have heatless curling rollers, which is so great so that you are avoiding heat damage, because that is also something that I have struggled with much of my life, especially when I was an emo kid, frying my hair with a straightener. But having the option to do heatless curls, having satin pillowcases, has just been like really great for my hair, and that's kind of just become part of my ritual. So right now Kitsch is offering discounts site-wide, anywhere from 25% all the way up to 60% all month in November when you go to mykitsch.com/stanzi. You heard it, discounts up to 60% off certain items at mykitsch.com/stanzi. Plus, Kitsch has daily flash sales, unbelievable deals, so check back often. One more time, mykitsch.com/stanzi for huge holiday discounts, everything you need for holiday gifting or to treat yourself. Hello, and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. I hope you're having a good week. I just woke up. I had like a weird dream. I hate when you like have a really vivid dream and then you are like, oh yeah, how could I ever forget that? And then like an hour later, it's just gone. Because that's what happened to me. Oh God, I wish I wrote it down, because I feel like so many of my dreams are like, I don't know, like a movie, and it was just weird. So I woke up and I was like startled, and then I had to like remind myself that like this was the reality that I'm living and not the dream reality. Anyway, and then I read this story about this girl who, she didn't die, but she got run over by a roller coaster. And this is just gonna be a PSA, a very hyper-specific PSA. Don't go past the gate where roller coasters are, okay? If you ever drop your phone in there or something, don't do it. This is just like a little PSA, because it happens too often. I hear too many stories about people like being like, oh, I dropped my hat. I dropped my stupid little hat. And then they go past the little gate, the fencing around the roller coaster to like be like, do, 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 do. And then they get fucking blasted by this coaster. So don't do that. I would hope that followers of mine wouldn't be stupid enough to do that anyway. Anyway, okay, all right. Fall is upon us. It's my favorite season. It makes me so happy. I, like, the first day in fall. Like, I just like walked outside in New York and the weather was just like perfect. You can finally wear sweaters. Like, I'm kind of someone that likes layers. So like, that was very nice. Just like a little chill in the air. I love that. That's my favorite. Just like everything about it. Let's just talk about it because it makes me so happy. Well, first of all, I'm an October baby. My birthday is October 17th. My dad's birthday is October 1st, which is in a couple of days because I'm recording on the 29th of September right now. And then my older sister is the 23rd. My grandfather, who died before I was born, but he was the 24th of October. I was like a little bit premature. I was supposed to be born the day before my older sister, which would have sucked because like we grew up having to like share birthdays because our birthdays were like 5 days apart. And I don't like that shit. I didn't like that, having to share a birthday. I don't do that anymore, of course. I don't have to. I'm an adult and I can make my own decisions. That was annoying, but I do love having an October birthday. And it just feels very on brand. And there's just so much, like, I love spooky stuff. And I'm from Massachusetts. And Massachusetts is one of, like, the spookiest states in the country. Because it's so, like, old, you know? And I think just a lot of New England in general, it's just, like, spooky. And obviously we have Salem, which I'll talk about. But, like, I don't know. It's just so nice. And like, if you're from New England, you know, we have the nice fall foliage. I feel like so old every time I talk about that. Like, why does this 20 something year old give a fuck about the foliage? But I do. It's so pretty. I love watching the leaves turn red and orange and yellow and apple picking. It's just like a fun little activity. I actually really don't give a shit about apples that much. Like, they're fine. But like, just the act of like doing it is so great. Actually, one time I went apple picking. I'm just like going on a little ramble. But there was like a pelican in the orchard, which is like a really weird thing to see. And my ex at the time thought it was like one of those, like, I don't know, like fake animals or something, like a scarecrow type situation to like ward off pests. But no, it was like a legit fucking pelican that was just like in the orchard. Really weird. But anyway, I just love fall so much. And actually, I'm like weirdly getting, I'm getting like interviewed by a woman that runs like the food section of the New York Times next week because she saw a tweet. By the way, I've been crushing it on Twitter lately. Like some of you might know, like I have been crushing it on Twitter. My tweets are on fire. I've had so many hit tweets this past week anyway. But one of my tweets was just like, no, I don't like, I don't care if they taste the same. I want the sugar cookies with the ghosts on them. Because I was talking about the Pillsbury ghost sugar cookies that they sell during Halloween. Because to me, that is something that is like a staple of fall and Halloween is just those like Pillsbury sugar cookies that have the like wonky little ghosts on them. And so this woman reached out to me and she was like, I would love to interview you about this. They must not have a lot to talk about. But I'm like, sure, yeah, I'll do an interview about Pillsbury ghost sugar cookies with you. I would love nothing more. I can't wait for that. But I thought because, you know, it's October or whatever, like we would do like a little episode kind of talking about a few different towns, I think, across the states that have a little spooky lore to them. I am obviously from Massachusetts and we have a bunch of creepy little towns. Like we have obviously Salem. Salem was like the big one. But I remember like I found some article like probably like a few years ago or something. And it was kind of about like just general like weird towns across the United States. And like, I mean like weird, like there's one town, I forget where it is or what it's called. But like there was one town where basically, I think it might be in like Alaska. And it was like one town where everyone that lives in that town lives in the same building. Like, there's one building that everyone lives in this town, which is so weird. But it was like towns like that. There was also another town that was basically like just full of carnies, like just carnival workers and like clowns and like really, really tall people and really, really short people. I forget like why that is, but like, I would love to go to a place like that, but let's kind of dive into it. I just have a few that I think are cool and I want to share with you. Obviously, I'm from Massachusetts, but I would go to Salem in like October and stuff. That's like one of the fun things that you can do if you're from Massachusetts. So obviously like the Salem witch trials happen there. So like the town basically just makes it like, that's the whole brand of the town. So you just like, it's full of like cool, spooky little shops, a lot of like witchy shops there. They do a lot, they have a lot of museums dedicated to like the trials, and it's just like a really fun place to go to in general. It's really nice, but in October, it's so much fun. The town is just full of people like dressed up in costumes. They do a lot of events there. They basically shut down one of the streets so that you can go and just like dance and like walk around. And I love that it's like a hub for people that love spooky stuff. They have the witch house there. They also have the House of Seven Gables, which is like a museum situation that you can go through. They also have one of the old, I think the oldest either candy store or candy company in the country. And it's called Ye Olde Pepper Candy Company. They also have like so many haunted houses there. Like you'll just be walking down the street and like five different like people will hand you a little coupon for a haunted house that's around. I went twice. I took my baby sister last year to one of them. She was super excited to go to Salem, so I took her into a haunted house and she had a good time. But like, I'm pretty sure I took my ex-boyfriend who was like 30 something years old to the same haunted house and he wouldn't go in. My baby sister went in, but he would not. And he actually went around the back of the place to see, to look for the exit. And he came back to be like, I don't see an exit. Like, I don't think they let you out of here. And I was like, I think they do because they have to. But he just wouldn't go in. So I went in alone. But I'm not going to just talk about Massachusetts, even though I could all day. But I don't know. I was just like looking up, you know, different towns that had different lore. And I feel like this makes a lot of sense. There's one town in Kansas. I feel like states like that, just these like random states, they're always going to have at least a few towns that everyone's just like, oh yeah, we don't go to those parts because that's where the devil lives or something like that. So this is one of those places. It's called Stull, Kansas. And yes, it is supposedly so haunted that the devil himself holds court with his worshipers there. And apparently he appears on Halloween and the spring equinox. I don't know. The devil appearing on Halloween feels a little on the nose for him. I don't know. But the interesting thing is that I think Ariana Grande went there once to just like explore and like immediately left because the vibes were off. And the Pope like will not fly over this town because it freaks him out, which I think is so funny. Just this little town in Kansas and the Pope is just like, oh no, oh no, we can't do that. And you can't actually like visit the cemetery there anymore. The cemetery is the place that is supposed to be like the most haunted part of this whole situation. You can't visit anymore because like deterioration caused by vandals. And I feel like a lot of these towns have like a similar story. It's like, oh, like they won't let you in, but we don't know why. And then the actual reason is just like, oh, it's because you people keep going and vandalizing it. And so we had to shut it down. It's not because there are ghosts killing people or there are demons living inside of it. It's just that you fuck shit up and now it's destroyed. So we took away your rights to go there. Like so many of these like creepy towns have the same, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a cover up. Maybe it's a cover up and this is all a conspiracy, but like, you know, vandals. So But people have reported that they have gone to Stull and they have like memory loss and like, you know, hearing like weird noises, which always happens when you go to a place like this. And there's another town in Connecticut. It's called Dudley Town. And they're kind of like, a lot of the lore behind this town is kind of like urban legend, like not confirmed that everything's true. I mean, that's just how it goes, but it's fun regardless. Apparently, the Dudley family fled to the New World after a family member was executed for treason, which, you know, happened back then, back in the day. But apparently, bad luck followed them to the New World, and the town started experiencing, like, devastating crop failures. And apparently, the town was, like, ridden with mental illness. And some would blame this on this curse that was caused by this family. But apparently, a big issue with this town was that it was, like, really far away from clean drinking water, which I guess if you're drinking not clean water, like, that will fuck you up and whatnot, and maybe fuck up your crops, too. Who knows? But the town is privately owned, and you can't visit there. There's actually, like, a really big fine if you trespass. And I guess, like, the owners of the town are very, like, private, and they don't, I think their identities might be, like, under wrap, and, like, they just don't do any interviews. They don't really talk about it. You just can't go there. But apparently, like, their cameras would, like, stop working, and, like, they couldn't get their cameras to work, like, while they were in there. So, like, you can't really find a whole lot of photos of it. Some of them, I've seen some, they're just, like, blurry, but apparently people who have been there have said, like, it's, like, dead silent in the woods. Like, you don't hear birds or anything. It's just, like, completely silent. And someone said it was, like, being inside a recording booth, which I thought was interesting. This next town isn't actually, like, it's not a haunted town. It's just a town that I, like, stumbled across while I was looking up just, like, weird towns in general. This is where I found out about Centralia, which I think is how it's pronounced, Centralia, Pennsylvania. It's not haunted, but it is still creepy, and it's also mostly evacuated. Like, I think there are a few people that still live there, but for the most part, it's like a ghost town. So this was like a mining town, and two towns opened up in 1856. Two mines opened up there. And it was just interesting because I found out that the first owner of the town died on my birthday, died on October 17th by the Molly Maguires, which was like a secret Irish society. Which is kind of interesting. I love hearing about old things. Like, do we even have a secret Irish society, like, today? I don't think so. If there is, I feel like I should be invited because I am mostly Irish. But this was just like, you know, there was just a lot of crime that would happen, like, periodically. But one day, there was a fire that happened, like, right, like, someone, I think, started a fire that was close to one of the mines. So then one of the mines caught on fire. And obviously the mines are just full of, like, coal and shit. So it just went up in flames. And there was nothing that anyone could do to stop the fire. So then just the entire, like, underground of this town was just, like, up in flames. People would, like, you know, check the temperature of the streets, and there would be, like, steam and, like, smoke that would, like, come up through the streets, and cracks started to form on the roads and stuff. And there was just nothing anyone could do because it's a mine that is just on fire. So eventually the town started to, like, cave in the ground started to just kind of like cave in. And I think there was an issue with like some people were like falling in to like crevices in the earth. So then they like, there was like a, oh yeah, like it'll lead you straight to hell. Basically, it was just like, no, but a child basically like fell through the earth because of these mine fires. He was fine, but they realized that this was an issue that was just gonna get worse. So they had to evacuate the town. They basically were encouraging people just to move out. But I think there were a few people that just like refused to leave. And I guess there was nothing that they could do about it. I don't know if you can actually go there at this point, but the fires are like said to continue burning for like another like 500 years. It's just going to keep burning until there's nothing left, which is like super interesting to think about. So that's Centralia. And then I thought we would end this little segment with one of like my favorite towns that I really like. I want to visit one day. It's called Hell, Michigan. This town, I've wanted to go for a while now. I think eventually at some point, like I'm going to get some of my like probably like mutuals on TikTok to do a little road trip, because I have a lot of friends that are really into spooky stuff. But Hell, Michigan, the story behind it, like back when it started, which I think was in like the 1800s, someone there basically used to do like barrel whiskey, like used to make it homemade and stuff. So anytime like the men in town would go to visit him, like it became a joke, like, oh yeah, they're going down to hell, which first, like, I guess because they were going to get alcohol or something. I guess it was more like an inside joke between the people in that town. So then they were like, I guess we'll just name it Hell as a joke. And so they did, but like the town really leans into it. They love it. It's like their whole brand. So like when you get to Hell, they have this like gate, basically. It's called the Gates of Hell. So you walk through the Gates of Hell and then you're like in the town. And like everything there is very much like, like, okay, so like, for example, you can go to the crematory at Screams, which is like an ice cream place. They have the Hell Saloon and the Hell Hole Bar, which I think is great. Like everything there is just like, yeah, hell, the devil, demons, and they just lean it like into it. They have like a fake university there called Damnation University, which is damn you for short. Ha ha ha. But you can get like an honorary like degree there. And they have like all of the different like schools that you can like get your Damnation University like degree in, which I'll absolutely do that when I go, because I will go at some point. You can also buy a little plot of land there. And they refer to like everyone who buys a little plot of land there, like the hell landlords or like the landlords of hell or something. And you can also become honorary mayor of hell for an hour or like a day or something. So they give you a little like, I don't know, certificate saying that you're like the mayor of hell, which I think is great. So that is definitely someplace. A lot of the other places I mentioned aside from Salem, which was just kind of like an honorable mention, none of the other places you can technically like go to. You can go to Stull, you just can't go to the cemetery. But the other places, like, you can't really go to, but this is a place where you should go. And they encourage you to visit. And I think it would be so much fun. I wonder what it would be like there for Halloween. I'm gonna have to like look, but this is definitely on my list of places that I want to visit in the future. We will be right back. Welcome back. All right. I hope you enjoyed that. I love weird little, like hearing about weird little towns. But moving right along, you know, Halloween is in a few days. So I thought we would just end our little October recordings with a spooky story that I wrote. All right. I'm going to get you into the mood right now with this. It was a dark and stormy night. Stacy was at home making dinner for her husband, whose whole brand was the fact that he loves his wife. Seems like a pretty good guy. The storm seemed to be directly above because the house was rattling with every crack of thunder. Suddenly, the lights went out. Stacy immediately went to check on her husband, who was still working in the office. But when she opened the door, he wasn't there. His laptop was open, so she slowly walked over to the screen, the only source of light in the room. Her eyes widened in horror, and she screamed when she saw his browser. Opened on his computer was an Instagram DM exchange between him and a much younger Instagram model. Stacy stumbled back and ran out of the room. She frantically looked around her home for her husband, but to no avail. She grabbed a flashlight and ran to the bathroom to dry her tears when she noticed something on the mirror. There, written in blood, said the words, "Our marriage was just a tool to accelerate my career." Stacy gasped and stumbled out of the bathroom. But her blood ran cold as she saw three ghosts stand before her. Right before her eyes were the ghosts of John Mulaney.
My name is John Mulaney.
Ned Fulmer.
My wife.
And Adam Levine. "What do you want with me?" Stacy asked.
"We are the ghosts of men who cheat on their wives and who also make their wives and family a huge part of their brand. We are here to collect your husband and ruin your life."
"What are you talking about?" asked Stacy.
"Your husband is part of a collective, an organization, if you will, of men who build businesses around being good husbands and fathers, exploiting their happy family lives for monetary gain. But behind the scenes, they're cheating on you with someone 10 years younger just because they can, and self-sabotage their lives, families, friends, and businesses, all for forbidden pussy."
"No, this can't be. Don't do this to us."
"It's already happening. There's nothing you can do."
The thunder became louder, and the house began to shake as Stacy's husband ascended through the floorboards to join the other ghosts. "But why?" she pleaded. "Why?"
"Because we're men, and we just do this."
And then everyone just fucking died. Yeah, that wasn't actually like a spooky story. This was just like, what the fuck, Ned Fulmer? And like Adam Levine, right? But like, we already knew Adam Levine was like a piece of garbage. We've seen the tattoos. But Ned Fulmer from Try Guys, get it together, gentlemen. All right. The scariest thing this Halloween season is heterosexual couples and all men who have wives that make it their whole personality, because you can't be trusted. John Mulaney ruined it. And now you guys are just like really just nailing the coffin. So stop it. On that note, I hope y'all have such a happy Halloween. I hope you do a lot of spooky activities, watch a lot of scary movies, eat a lot of candy, and get dressed up, and maybe do a seance in your basement. I will see you next week, and happy Halloween. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.